CliffCentral.com. It is time for Collectomania, which is one of my favorite things we get to do on a Monday. It's brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. Now, this morning, we're going to talk to Chantel. Chantel Aysel has a fairy collection, and I'm very excited to talk to her about this. Hey, Chantel, how are you?
Good morning. Fine, thanks, and you?
Very good. Nice to see you. First of all, I'm pleased to see that you seem to be a normal person. You're not wearing a fairy. You're not wearing a fairy outfit. You're not like, you don't have wings.
I'm not that intense. No.
But tell us about how this all started. I mean, when did you start collecting fairies? I can see some of them behind you, and we'll get into the detail of it just now. But what a strange thing to be collecting. And believe me, we've had some strange things before: plastic apes and all kinds of statues of liberty. But fairies, I didn't think we'd get a fairy collection. I'm pleased we've got you.
Well, it started, we went on holiday in the Garden Route 2015, and on route we stopped at Swellen Dam. There's a place called the Fairy Sanctuary, and they've got a huge fairy garden. Their whole property is basically a fairy garden. You walk through trees and, yeah,
it's amazing.
It's stunning. So that's where if you want to call it the Hoha bit.
Yeah.
So I started making my own fairy gardens.
Yeah.
And I was looking for, you want to call it real life fairies? Because the fairies you get online now is all the plastic Tinkerbell stuff.
Right.
And I was looking for the real looking fairies.
Okay. So what is a real looking fairy? What does a real looking fairy look like? What is it made?
I think you're on mute.
Oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
That's me telling you.
Sorry, that's so embarrassing. So what is the difference between the real looking fairy, as you explain it, and the plastic stuff that you don't like? What are they actually made of?
They make them out of ceramics,
okay.
The real ones. The plastic ones are the Toys R Us ones, if you want to classify
them. Right,
like
right. Okay.
So I went online, I Googled real life fairies. I found a whole lot, and I came across the Fairy Maker UK.
Mm.
And these are my fairies. Unfortunately, they don't go into my fairy garden because they're too precious. But, yeah, so that's my very first one that I ordered in 2017.
Sweet.
So that was a design your own.
Okay.
Where you choose the hair color, you choose the dress, you choose does it want socks or shoes, or they've got a whole range of what you can choose from.
So
that was my very...
How big is that? How big is that little fairy on the screen now? By the way, I'll just describe it for anybody who's listening and not watching, because we have many more people who listen.
I'll just grab her quickly.
Yeah, grab her from the cage that you've got her in the background there. Let me just describe her.
Okay.
It's like a little girl sitting with her arms folded on her knees. She's wearing a little blue...
And she's a butterfly.
Little blue tutu. She's got a butterfly in the hair, and she's got blonde... Looks like real hair. It's incredible. So she's tiny.
She's tiny. She's very tiny. I'm struggling to keep her in my hand, but yeah, she's very, very tiny.
It's almost like she's alive.
She's literally, she's literally the size of that piece of my hand.
So yeah, I mean, maybe she's as tall as your thumb. And that's about it. Yeah.
Not even, But that's not the smallest one.
So that's very sweet. Okay, so that was the first one you ordered from this site.
That was the very, very first one. And that was just like a test run to see it's coming from overseas. Is it, I want to say legit. I know they're legit, but it's the postal service that worries me the most.
Yeah.
So ordered her, placed the order, waited 2 weeks for the order to be made. And then the real wait started. Between UK and South Africa, it takes about 5 to 7 days, and then it can take up to 3 months to get to me once it's in South Africa.
So what did that little fairy that you showed us now, that what did she cost?
Oof, it's in pounds, so I can't actually remember that far back, and also going on the exchange rate. So the higher the exchange rate, the less fairies I get. I watch that exchange rate daily to see how it goes, because then the lower, the more I get.
Right, absolutely.
But yeah, it's all dependent on that.
But you don't have a range within which they fall. I mean, it's not like £100 for a little fairy like that.
They're stamped. They've got pre-made. So the body of the fairy is pre-made, and then you add on the dress and the hair and the whatever. And those all have prices, set prices. So
right.
there's the small fairy, which is the one I showed you. That is the set price. And then the other small fairies, I'm going to show you another one. This is also the small one. She's just as tiny, but she's laying down.
Wow. Very, very tiny.
So she's
wow.
very, very tiny. Yeah. So she's the size of my thumb.
She looks like a fishing lure.
it's her hair and dresses all over the show.
Yeah.
So then you get the medium, which is a little bit bigger. Just sorry for my head. I just want to see if I can
no
find
problem.
A medium very quickly.
Now, you keep them all in this display cabinet, which, you know.
Yes, for dust. Dust
okay.
is not.
Because it's very difficult to clean these things. Like if they get dusty
oh,
and
yes.
dirty, you can't just wash them off under a tap.
No, because of the hair and there's feather dresses and there's tutus and there's material
right.
dresses. So this is the medium, which you can see is a little bit bigger than the
Are all your fairies
small.
Are all your fairies blonde?
No, I've got mixed color hair and I've got brown hair and I've got.
Wow, look at
so
this.
You choose the hair. You choose the hair that you want.
All right, so what number are we on at the moment? How many fairies do we have in total at the moment?
47, and I'm waiting for two more.
47. Okay, some of these are beautifully made. I mean, some of them have wings that almost look like stained glass.
So that's a special edition that you're showing on the screen now. They're not on the website. They come up every now and again, and it's only a once-off. So you can't go and pre-order that one type of thing.
You know, this is the amazing thing about collections, and it doesn't matter who we've spoken to or what collection we're talking about. These special edition versions, whether it's Pokemon cards, because we had a guy on who has a Pokemon card that's worth an absolute fortune because it's a special edition. And I assume with anything, including fairies, you're going to get these special kind of releases that they do where they only make a few of these and that's it. So, I mean, is that the most valuable one in your collection that I just put up now with the wings?
No. This, I'll show you. I'm not going to take her out because she's very, I don't know if you can actually see her. She's.
Wow.
I've sent a picture. She's got a dragon with her. This
okay.
one is currently, but it's there
one.
We go.
Oh,
it's that
wow.
one.
So it's this fairy sleeping next to a dragon. And she's got like feathers and.
It's like very Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's very
yes.
it's very Game of Thrones. It's like the Khaleesi. So what's the value of that one, and why is she the most valuable?
Again, she's a special edition, so there's not of them made. I think at that time it was $55. I mean,
oh, really? Sure.
And that was 2 years ago. So.
Okay, so this is getting expensive. It
does get it. Again, it's the pound exchange.
Sure. Mm. Now, there's no one in South Africa who makes these.
There are make-offs, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'll just show you a baby quickly. Where's my babies? That's literally in the shape of a baby. And
yeah.
I can't find one of them.
Chantel's got all these jars and cabinets that are filled with fairies, and she's busy digging around in them. She's got so many of them, she can't find the one that she's trying to show us.
Yeah.
And
so there we go.
Okay, so there's a little
found
baby.
It.
All right.
There's a little baby. Right. So this shape, this is handmade by Cara, the UK fairy lady.
Yes.
But this shape you get in a mold. So there's a lot of mock-offs, if you want to call it. And it doesn't come out like this. You can see that it's molded and it's got the bubbles in it. And
okay.
So you do get them, but they're not this quality.
You know, I mean, this is really such a specific and wild and niched collection. Are there any other fairy collectors that you know? Because I can't imagine there are too many of you in South Africa.
I have heard of one in South Africa. I think she stays in Durban. But she's just, if you want to call it, started off.
Okay.
So she's got like four or five. But otherwise, no, I haven't. And she orders also from the fairy makers.
So in other words, you're the queen of the fairies in South Africa.
I think so, yes.
Who was the Leanne, who was the fairy queen in A Midsummer Night's Dream? Wasn't it Titania?
Teeth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Shakespeare's Queen of the Fairies. I'm telling you, it was Titania. If anyone wants to correct me, go ahead in the comments. All right, so someone here, Carl's being no fun at all. He says, fairies are not real. How can you have a real-looking one? Of course, he's being deadly serious. Look at the expression. You were just horrified. Chantel literally...
very horrified.
Her mouth just opened up. She's disgusted and disappointed in you, Carl.
You have to believe. And they are real.
When you were a kid, did you actually believe in fairies?
When I was a kid, I didn't know about fairies.
So you only found out when you went to Swellendam?
I knew of, but I didn't know the extent of. And Swellendam was my aha moment, if you want to call it.
Okay.
Now, there are other fairy places. There's one in... just down the west coast, but they're not as good as Swellendam.
So I remember driving past a house in, I think it was Hermanus or somewhere around there, where this guy had a garden gnome collection. And there were like 50, maybe more, garden gnomes in this guy's front garden. And apparently people steal them all the time just to piss him off, you know, kind of drive him crazy because one of his gnomes goes, or they move them around. So, like, he'll wake up in the morning and the gnomes have switched positions and he'll be like, oh, you damn kids. Garden to his driveway all angrily. Does anyone else get to touch the fairies?
No.
Just you?
Just me. And they're in their little containers and stay there. And every now and again, they get swapped around. I do the dusting off of the cages, as you call them.
Cages, yeah.
And I just take them all out to regroup and see what I've got and move them around a bit.
Is there one that you really want that you haven't bought yet because it's too expensive?
This one that I'm going to show you is a special edition, and I didn't get it. So when I say I didn't get it, you put your name down in a hat,
yeah.
And then on a specific day, it gets pulled, and if you're the lucky person, you can buy it.
Right.
I really, really, really wanted this one. I didn't get it. And a lot of the fairy collectors at some stage get rid of some of their collection to size down, or they want a bigger one, or they want a different one, so they sell them off. And this is the one that I got, if you want to call secondhand.
Uh-huh.
And it's this one.
Okay, so she's also got wings, and she's got long blonde hair, yes. And she's got a green dress on. And she's also...
Yes.
A lot of these fairies are sleeping. Do they have...
They are.
They have narcolepsy or something.
No, there are real ones, I mean, not real ones, they are awake ones, if you want to call it.
Yeah, they're all real.
Awake ones.
Yeah, let's see the awake ones.
So this is an awake one, she's a Christmas edition.
Oh, nice.
And she's standing.
And she does look like, she looks like an actual trapped person behind that glass.
I mean, in a bubble.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sort of like, she's going somewhere in a lift or something. It's what she looks like.
Yes.
She has her hand on the glass.
Exactly.
One of those spaceship things.
Yeah.
And then this one was also a where I could design my own.
Right.
Now, I've got a summer dress that looks exactly like hers, if I can get it out.
Don't break her, for God's sake. Have you ever broken one by mistake?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. Very
goodness.
Careful.
Yeah, please.
So I've got a summer dress that looks exactly like this.
It's a little...
I created her.
It's like a little... you know the kind of dress that you would expect like a forest fairy
yes.
to be wearing? It's like green with like long sort of leafy bits at the bottom. And she's got brown curly hair and she's waving. She's got her one hand up and she's waving. And that's made of ceramic.
Tiara of flowers.
Yeah, she's made of ceramic, right? And those wings, what are they made of?
I don't actually know, but it's like a hard...
Like a hard plastic?
Like a resin.
Almost like a resin, yes. Some of them are obviously material. Some of them are resin. Some of them are feathers. But this one specific is, it's kicky.
Do your fairies have names?
No.
You don't give them names?
Just because my memory is not so good. So I can't name them and not remember them.
it's quite incredible. Like I've got a picture of one up on the screen now. And it looks almost like... She is a real fairy sleeping in your hand. I mean, it's about as close as you could come to that, with sort of light blue hair and a feathery dress. But the position of the fairy in your hand makes it look as if it's It's a real thing, a living thing, fast asleep. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
So now those are all the, I want to call them the pre-made ones. So their positions are the same, the small lying down, the medium lying down, the large lying down, and then the sitting, small sittings, and then the small laying down with their hands on in front.
What about
special editions come out.
So what about this?
I love my unicorn.
Is this a unicorn of the same variety and of the same, sort of manufacture as the fairies? Because I remember My Little Ponies, and I'm surprised we haven't had any of those. My sister used to have those when she was a kid. Is this related to them, or is
we
it totally
We did have
different?
A My Little Pony collector.
Yes, we did. That's quite right. Oh, yeah, we did. So what is the situation here with this pony or this unicorn?
Same from also from the fairy makers. Again, you can choose hair color of the horn, the tail color. Must it have wings, must it not have wings? So this is still from them. They do unicorns, they do dragons, they do mystical. There's, again, a wide variety. Yeah. So I've got one unicorn, and then I've got dragons.
Ooh. Dragons are cool.
So
take a look at your dragons.
This is the little dragon. This is a Valentine's dragon.
Beautiful. So just a couple of questions from people who are watching and listening this morning. Siviwe wants to know, are male fairies a thing? Are there male fairies?
Yes.
Yeah. I think we had a picture one just now. This one's a male fairy, right?
Yes, there we go. That's one.
That's the one that you've got
in
your
hand. Fairy.
So this guy's also he's also lying down.
He's the starter fairy. So you can see he hasn't got material clothes on. He's got painted clothes on. So that's the starter fairy. Obviously comes in a little bit cheaper. And then this one.
Do people give you shit because you collect fairies? Do they say, "Oh, what a stupid thing to collect"? Do people? I mean, do children must love it? Have you got your own kids, nieces, little girls who live in the neighborhood? They must be fascinated by this stuff.
Yeah, I don't have my own kids. We have my husband's nephew's daughter has seen them, but that then the collection was small.
Uh-huh.
But she was just a little bit young, so she didn't. It was nice, but not ooh ah.
I'm sure kids would love this,
and
though. You've got to show some of them, but you've got to be careful because they'll break them. Little shit.
But that's the thing. You can show them, but they can't touch.
Right.
And you can't do that to a child. They need to touch and feel.
Yeah. All right. But do people give you trouble? Do they say you're crazy? What do you know? What kind of adult woman collects fairies?
Not to my face, so I don't know. And if they did, I'll tell them what.
Yeah, right, exactly. Because everybody's got their collection. Listen, I promise you, we've had some very, very interesting and very bizarre collections. So yours doesn't even make a dent in the crazy category.
Cool.
Parallel Parking wants to know: are there any black or colored or Indian or Chinese fairies?
There are different toned fairies.
Yeah.
So you got the lighter, the medium, and the darker. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Asian and Chinese fairies. I haven't seen.
They might just be.
Maybe I just requested. I don't know.
I think fairies, though, as an idea, come from fairy tales, which were mostly told in Western Europe, but I wouldn't be surprised if there were, derivations of those all over the world. So Tracy has a very serious question. What is the difference between fairies, pixies, and nymphs?
Fairies and pixies, they look similar. The pixies' ears are more pointier, and their nose is more pointier. I don't know about nymphs. I'm not clear up about nymphs.
Leanne, do you know about them?
The only nymphs that I know are nymphomaniacs.
All right, so we'll leave those out of the question then.
Pixies are also more naughtier than fairies. They look more...
They're more impish.
Mischievous, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the idea that you could have a little garden of these things. So do you actually make a garden, or you just keep them in those display cabinets? Because you mentioned that the Swellendam ones that you first saw... We're in a pixie or in a fairy garden, right?
Yes. So these stay inside in the little cages, and I have made my own small little gardens with bridges and mushrooms and flowers and dams and stuff like that.
Cool.
But I've now progressed to a bigger one where I've got a greenhouse in my backyard.
Okay. And, well, that's cool.
So I originally had it all set up with mountains and rivers and villages and farm places and stuff like that. But we've had painters, so I had to take it down to get to the walls to be painted. So now it's sitting, it's the shell, but nothing, amazing. Nothing's happening yet.
Okay, but you're going to have a place to kind of display them eventually. That's very, very cute.
Oh, yes. Yes, right. I've got 6 different boxes full of stuff.
Gary wants to know, do you have any leprechauns in your collection?
No, I'm not a leprechaun person, no.
Psilocide says, are there any zombie fairies?
Oh, no.
You don't want those. You don't want those at all. All right, Congo
and
Chris.
And if they are, maybe they are, but I just don't notice them because I don't want them.
Congo Chris says, stop saying fairies aren't real. Every time you say that, one dies. Right?
Agreed.
There we go. Well, listen, I think this is amazing, Chantel, and thank you for sharing it with us. What a terrific collection. I'm sure that you'll carry on collecting, and you're going to eventually end up with so many that you're going to need to build a greenhouse in the garden just to keep all of them in. Forget about the actual mountains and rivers and things. But I love the fact that you're collecting these, and I do think that they're probably little girls all over the whole of South Africa who would love to see this stuff, but you've got to keep their destructive little hands away from them.
Handcuff them or mint them.
Yeah. They're not allowed to. That you tie their hands behind their backs so they can only look at the fairies. Then that'll be a way to display it. But really, I mean, you could probably put these things on display and people would love to see them.
I could.
Yeah. All right. Well,
it's just the scariness of them wanting to touch a break and drop.
Yeah, and those kids aren't going to give you the pounds to buy a new one, right? Especially a limited edition one. All right, well, thank you, and it's very cool to meet you on the show this morning.
Thanks for having me.
What does your husband think of the collection?
Initially, it was nice. He enjoyed it, or he likes it, but it's getting big now, and it's like another one.
So he's
very impressed with the detail, but it's like another one. It's fine.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much. It's great to have you on the show, and hopefully we get to talk to you again soon. Thanks for being part of Collectomania.
Thank you. Enjoy the day.
Awesome, Chantel. Thanks. It's amazing what people will collect. Collectomania brought to you by the South African Gold Coin Exchange and the Scoin Shop. You can check them out at scoinshop.com. And don't forget, if you're a collector of interesting or unusual things, then we want to know about it. And if you know somebody who is, tell us. We've had unbelievable things on the show so far. And as Leanne just reminded me, we did have a My Little Pony collection. I forgot about that.
Yes.
But we would love you to tell us about it. contact@cliffcentral.com. That's contact@cliffcentral.com. Who do you think the weirdest collector has been so far? The wildest, most bizarre.
The Statue of Liberty one.
That's a very, very specific interest, huh?
There was something else with...
I like the plastic
ape. Were there some kind of dolls?
Oh, those, yes, those ceramic dolls, those like creepy dolls.
Yeah.
It was also pretty weird. By the way, all these people saying fairies aren't real. Look at Sanele. Fairies aren't real. Fairies aren't real. What a horrible thing to do. Herman joining in. Fairies aren't real. Fairies aren't real. Why are you people trying to kill all of these fairies? It's so horrible.
They also say if you light a cigarette with a candle, you're killing a fairy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. You murderers. The hell's wrong with you? All right, everybody, enjoy your Monday. Let's get to the end of May in one piece, and we will be with you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. bright and early. Have an excellent day.
CliffCentral.com